This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The pandemic has worsened a problem where millions of Americans now find themselves struggling to put food on the table. And early on, a group of solution-oriented college students got together to form the FarmLink Project that finds the food and gets it to the hungry. Co-founder and Brown University senior Aiden Riley says they've done so with corporate partners.
Valent has helped us with our virtual food drive, so we're able to contact farmers, develop relationships, and ship food all through our computers, our cell phones, email. You know, this organization was started during the pandemic, which means that we were basically forced to have to learn how to do that. And Valent is joining us in our effort to do so.
So where do they find this surplus food?
We work with all sorts of upstream producers. And, you know, so that can be anywhere from on-farm to packers to distribution warehouses, processing facilities.
Riley says with volunteers around the country, they can move quickly.
We're extraordinarily flexible. And our main goal is just taking any food that may be of the same quality that you might see on the supermarket shelves, even if it's ugly or misshapen. If it's stuff people can eat, then nobody around that farm should have to go to bed hungry. That's kind of our ideology and our mission.
Tune in tomorrow when Riley shares more on the FarmLink mission and the post-pandemic work that now seems likely. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.